welcome once again to the E-Bone Zone, as I invite you to sit back, relax, and listen for the 375th time on this Friday, March 29th, 2024. I hope you'll enjoy this week's episode, Less Homework, More Play. Anyone who's ever been to school knows the pain of homework, but it's not just the kids that feel that way. No, no, even the adults are upset about it. This week, we go to Ohio, where a dad named Adam called a school multiple times to complain because the amount of homework was taking away from his time with his son. And at first glance, it seems like a sweet gesture. It seems like something you would expect a good father to do for his son when he feels like there's too much homework given by his teachers. But when you find out how many times he called the school, it's a lot less endearing and more just annoying. He called 19 times in less than an hour. Sergeant Adam Price said that he noticed our man Adam's speech was slurred. Of course, he was high, because what sober person would call somebody 19 times in a row about homework of all things? Eventually, the police had had enough, and they went back to the school to check on things. They got there, and no surprise, Adam was still calling. He was hoping to speak to the principal. The police report went on to say that he did end up speaking to the principal, saying that Adam didn't want his son to have homework. He told the principal to, quote, put on his big boy britches and have a conversation for once. Ooh, that's probably not the best thing to say. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that was a bad call. He was arrested outside his home and faces a maximum of $1,000 fine if he's found guilty. But if not, he faces a $250 fine and 30 days in jail. He was charged with 2 counts of telecommunications harassment and 1 count of menacing, which are both misdemeanors, and he was taken to the Butler County Jail. Hey, I hated homework when I was in school too, but I didn't take it to this level. Good thing. That can get you in a lot of trouble. This week, I would like to continue a tradition that I hold very close to my heart. I try and offer a good Christian podcast, so I thought I would begin sharing a new Bible verse each week. This week, I would like to share a verse from the book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 103, verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This verse, we see David here, the writer of the psalm, blessing the Lord with all his heart. He is calling on his soul. He is calling on his heart. Everything he is to bless the Lord. The Lord is worthy of that praise. The Lord is worthy of all honor with everything he has. And here, David is modeling the type of praise that we should give to God with everything we have, holding nothing back. Because I think about it this way, Jesus died for us. Why wouldn't we praise him? He sent his son Jesus to rescue us from who we were and who we were going to be. We're lost and undone without him. So why wouldn't we praise him? He loved us enough to go to Calvary. He loved us enough to fight off death, to fight off hell. David says here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and with all that is in me, bless his holy name. With all that is in me, not just a half-hearted praise, 100% all the time, giving all the adoration and worship to Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who deserves it. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not any of those other gods, not Krishna, whoever. Jesus is the only one deserving of all of our praise. Jesus is the only one who stepped out into nothing and created us, created everything we see in the natural world, in the physical world, and even in the spiritual world. He created everything. He created our emotions. He created our physical bodies. He created everything we feel, everything we want to do, everything we desire. All those complex things he created. He had his hands in. Just the fact that we're here right now is enough to praise him for. He's worthy. sometimes the internet can be a pretty cool place. Other times, well, not so much. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to dive back into the depths of Twitter to see which side of the coin we're presented with this week. This week's hashtag is Reasons to Fire Dad. The first response, all the pictures he sends of himself and the new kitten. Does he really need to be in all of them? You know, I bet you he said before he bought it, mark my words, I can guarantee you he said he didn't want it. And he made a big fuss about it when the kids wanted the cat. That's the way these things work. They make a big fuss about it and then they end up warming up to it. You see it all the time on social media and in your own homes. The dad never wants a cat. He never wants a dog. He never wants a family pet. But as soon as you get it to the house, it starts looking all cute and it starts bonding with the dad. And then before you know it, two shakes of a sheep's tail, as my grandma always says, they're inseparable. That's just how these things work. The next response, bad jokes. You know, I don't think of them as bad jokes. I just say that you don't have the right type of humor. I'm sure you'll grow into it. Don't feel bad. You'll grow into the bad jokes at the same time you start wearing New Balance shoes and grilling all the time. Basically, the same time you become a dad, you'll start morphing into this person that tells bad dad jokes all the time. And you think they're hilarious, but everyone else just rolls their eyes. Trust me, we're all rolling our eyes, but we are thankful that you're doing that because we secretly enjoy them because that's just one of the things that make you you. We won't admit it, but we secretly love you for it. Keep it going. The next response, you all work in a circus. Yeah, that is a reason to fire him. Maybe more from a cannon instead of an actual dad role, but still. And the last response to this week's hashtag, Reasons to Fire Dad, he remembered everything on the grocery list, except for his son, who's still waiting in the store manager's office. We've all been there. And I think you're lying if you say you haven't. Whether your parents lose you or you get lost in the store yourself, it happens to everybody. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a natural part of life. There's a website called Reddit, and it's a pretty big deal for a lot of people. For those of us unfamiliar, here's how it works. It's sort of like a blog mixed with Facebook. You can post videos, audio clips, and statuses. Some people even post stories and others ask questions prompting discussions within certain groups related to a specific topic called subreddits. And here's where we find our topic. A man on the platform asked if he was in the wrong for kicking his mom out of his house. Now, in a normal situation, your mom's living with you. I'd think you shouldn't put her out of your house, even though you've got a right to because it's your house, simply because she's your mom. So in a normal situation, you'd say, yes, this man is in the wrong because his mom needs a place to stay and he kicked her out. But this isn't a normal situation. He says that he asked his mom to leave because she won't stop wasting his food. He said he agreed to let her stay since his apartment was bigger than his sister's where his mom was staying. His sister just had a child, and he figured to make it easy on her, he'll drive her over because they live only 8 blocks away from his sister. He says that he eats twice a day, and apparently, while staying at his house, his mom found that unacceptable, so she decided to start fixing him breakfast. That's a sweet gesture. I like that idea. But here's the thing, though. She made his breakfast, and he didn't end up eating it the first time, so she threw it out. He tried to explain to her that he doesn't eat breakfast during the week, twice a day. He only eats breakfast on weekends. And it seemed like she understood. But when she made breakfast for him the next day, he made her leave and then told his doorman that his guest was no longer welcome. Insult to injury there. But I'm going to defer to you guys. Is he in the wrong here? What do you think? Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm really glad you could make it, and I hope you enjoyed the festivities. If you want to stay connected to the show, I'd invite you to pop on over to Facebook or Twitter and give the page a follow. Just search Ebone Zone on Facebook and Official EBZ on Twitter. And if you want more from the podcast, visit the website, www.ebonezone.com. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, my friend, God bless you, stay humble, and remember, keep an ear out.